Rodeo's podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
We have a beautiful guest on the line to have a yarn with us. Hi, Alethea.
Hello, you mob. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, oh, thanks pleasure. For making time for us. We know that it's a busy day with the launch of Black Sound. You're always busy. Before True. You tell us about this amazing event, well, it's more than just one event, isn't it? this conference, can you please let us know who you are, who your mob is, where you're from?
My name's Alethea Beetson. I'm a Cubby Cubby and Wurundjeri woman living here on Turrbal Jugger and Yuggera country. And today and every day, I just acknowledge the important role music has played and continues to play on these lands for thousands of years. And I'm really lucky to be working with Digi Youth Arts and producing this event, Black Sound, which is a 100% virtual First Nations youth-led music conference.
It is very exciting. I jumped online this morning and had a look at the schedule, and there are so many things. I wish I could just, I'm just going to put it out there because I'm sure my bosses are listening. I wish I could just take the week off so I could be in Black Sound the whole time.
That's a great, yeah, put it out there and see what happens. Well, lucky for you, it is all going to stay on demand for a month after this week ends, so people will be able to check it out for a month after this week.
Amazing. Yeah, so what are some of the highlights that we can look forward to?
Well, you can go back and check out the opening address today by Naomi Wenatung. She was our keynote speaker and did a phenomenal job sharing all aspects of her life in the music industry and life in general. And we feel so honoured to have someone with such breadth of experience speaking at Black Sound. Tomorrow, as to quote our MCs, we put the colony on notice, as always, with, I'll say, Beat the System, because I'm on radio. We Own Our Stories, which is looking at the record label construct and how it tries to own Indigenous stories and how that doesn't fit with the way we do things. In the afternoon, we have Rihanna Patrick facilitating a whole bunch of amazing artists who've actually turned their back on the state and have just focused on rebuilding our own ways of doing things instead of trying to engage with the music industry. And then on Wednesday morning, what Digi Youth Arts are referring to as the most wholesome conversation they have ever heard is, you know, Uncle Troy Cassidaly in conversation with Black Sound co-curator and his daughter, Jem Cassidaly, which it's just such a beautiful conversation from one generation to the next. And it's, you know, a highlight of our program has actually been intergenerational conversations. We had Psycho and Christine Arnoux talk today. We also have Dobby and Auntie Marlene Cummins talking on Wednesday.
How amazing is it that, you know, this is how we do it, but that we are very blessed to be able to have an intergenerational aspect to, you know, all of the things that we put on, but we can really see that standing out here in Black Sound.
It was a really important aspect of Black Sound after working, you know, on Big Sound. And, you know, sometimes that contemporary music world is quite youth-focused, but our young people are like, well, we always need to have all of our generations with us, particularly those who've gone before us. So it's something that we really wanted to embed into Black Sound this year. And, you know, it's really, as you just said, it's kind of how we do things. So it was really important to Digi Youth Arts that we reflected that.
And why was it important to you to create Black Sound, you know, following the work that you've done during Big Sound in the past?
I think it's important for us to have our own spaces that are completely First Nations led. And I actually have a conversation that I'm in tomorrow with Lockie Little, and I speak to the difference between Indigenous-led and Indigenous-led and kind of owned initiatives. And I think Big Sound, whilst the program, the outward-facing program, was really strong, there is a difference in having a space that is completely run and led by blackfellas where, you know, the line of approval is all just black people. So you get to have the conversations that you want to, and you can adjust the way that we adjust to our community without having to worry about what a white music conference would normally do.
Yes, sure. We just operate in a certain way, hey, because
correct.
That's who we are, yeah.
And it's the flexibility that mob have. I think we are the most well, we are part of our survivors, adaptive and flexible people, and we can adapt to each individual person who's on Black Sound, their needs for each conversation. And that's been just so easy to roll out because we all just, we're all mob working on it. So we just look at each other, go, okay, let's do that, and then make it happen.
For sure.
I can see here that there are a few really important workshops where you've partnered up with some big orgs. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of workshops still rolling out in the afternoon. So Black Sound in the mornings is for the whole music industry and art sector. And in the afternoons, we're connecting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people with various organisations in the sector. So today we had a Spotify masterclass, and Triple J's Blackout had a yarn with Mob about getting their music onto those spaces. Tomorrow we have Still Here, an Indigenous-run organisation, having a yarning circle with young Mob about how to navigate the colonial terrain of the music industry and maintain their, you know, sovereignty through all of their interactions. And then on Wednesday, Ditto will, you know, help. We'll talk to how you can get your music out there onto all the different platforms. And then we do have one workshop that is available to the wider music industry, and it's run by Amnesty International, and it's an anti-racism in the workplace workshop, which will hopefully give music industry organisations a bit of a guide on how to apply these frameworks in their organisations.
Mm. Awesome. Wow, so much important stuff happening during Black Sound. Thank you for piecing that together for us, you know, you and our curators, and we hope to see more from those young curators in the very near future. Big shout out to everybody who's involved in the conference, whether it be as an artist, speaker, you know, behind the scenes Mob. But thanks for joining us, Alethea, and we look forward to checking it all out this week and, as you said, for the next 30 days.
Excellent. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being so supportive of this event, as always.
Yeah. Always.
Catch you later.
Bye.